Good morning, ladies and gentlemen.
That funny noise you can hear there is the washing machine. I'm not quite sure why it's making that noise. But there we are, it is making a funny old noise. Ah, splendid.
This is the Naked Englishman podcast. I'm Richard Bobes, and this is the audio diary of my life on the 11th of July, 2025, at 7:15 in the morning. The lovely Julia is lolling around in bed. I don't blame her. She is looking after the children all day and this evening. Whereas I have the life of Riley. Well, not quite. Let's give a recap of the exciting things that have happened over the last day or so and such. Well, yesterday was a busy day. We went to the farm shop. You would have perhaps seen our little farm shop trip in the video. We didn't make a video in the morning as we, well, first thing in the morning, as I often do, sitting down on my chair. We went to the farm shop, but before that, we had to retake some photographs for the book cover. So did those first, then to the farm shop where we made the video. Hopefully there'll be a few more customers for Charlie's and they'll say, "Ah, oh, thank you very much. We've got a few more customers," which would be nice. Not that they need them. They seem to be thriving, which is nice to know. And then what happened? Well, I'll tell you. After that, came back, had a cup of tea, and edited the video, of course. It took me back to the days when we used to go out on our trips, and in the morning we'd go out and do a walk or whatever. You'd come back by lunchtime, edit the video as quickly as you could, and get it out by 6 o'clock. And that was your day, really. That was the day. By the time you'd selected music and all those things, now I didn't do that in yesterday's video, and I would do that pretty much every day. These, you know, edited, nicely shot, vloggy, semi-television-y style videos. And old listeners to this will remember those. We did that for years and years. And we had lots of fun, and, you know, some were better than others and all of that, but it kept us busy, and we were just earning a little bit of money from the YouTube. When I say a little bit, I mean not very much, but enough because I didn't have very many bills here, just to keep my head above water, just to do it. But of course, it's a different story now, where there is no money coming in from YouTube at all. And we do have the English Couple channel, which we just haven't really pulled our finger out on that. I think what we're really going to do is to, and that is monetized. I think when we get on to our land and we do the land stuff, I think that's where the English Couple will excel. And also we'll have something. We're just sort of fitting that in round everything at the moment. And it's not been easy to do. What with Julia at home with the kids and having to look after those. I mean, when we've got land, the kids can just do their own thing. You know, they're on the premises, aren't they? And we'll be having a project, the whole tidying up the land and getting it ready, planting trees and planting food and building what we need to build and all those sort of projects, you know. So that'll just absorb and it will have a progression to it and a storyline, as it were. I think what we originally wanted to do with the English Couple is to go to different places and what have you. And because the kids, in particular, Joe was very small at the time, we could start doing that because he was containable. But when you've got a five-year-old running around wanting attention and stuff like kids do, it's just not so easy. And then she's got her elder one to contend with as well. So we just realised that we've had to put that on hold, but now I think it will come into its own. So all is not lost there. I mean, you know, people watch videos, don't they? And they don't realise what's going on behind the scenes. They don't realise that people actually have a life. Sometimes you think, well, why aren't you doing this and why aren't you doing that, they say. And you go, well, actually, this life is a little bit more complicated at the moment, but yes, in the future we'll do it. I think because people are so used to having watched television in which the illusion of life has been created, but usually by a script and a schedule of filming and editing, and then there's a whole season of programs, and people still think of YouTube as television, and of course it's not really at all, not that process. Anyway, so yeah, so that's that. But we used to do a lot of that stuff on the main channel, of course, as you will know. And now, somewhat different, where the main channel moved into the zone of what's going on in the world, learning what we know now, all those wonderful guests over the sort of 2.5 years, 3 years nearly. And then we just came to that point. I've come to that point now where we're going, no, had to write the book, got that done. And the book really is a culmination of the knowledge that I've picked up. And it's like, that's the full stop. And it's time for us to move on. We don't want to just keep in a holding pattern of saying, oh, now they're doing this, and now they're doing that, and now they're doing this. And then, you know, nothing really happens, or it's just incrementally taking us to the edge of the cliff. I'm just not interested in that. So, not doing that. And now it is about, okay, we are on mission land. And, of course, these things don't happen overnight. But unless we actually do something about it. But in the past, I kept saying the same thing, you know, did say that. Oh, yeah, we're going to get a... But clearly, looking back, that I had to write this book. We come to an end, come to the decision, bang. So anyway, yesterday, finished editing that. Then, we had a cup of tea and what have you. Julia had to go back. And I worked on the book cover and the book back with the photos. So we worked on that. I worked on that, sent copies over to Julia, say, what do you think about this? And she would say, oh, what about that? And what about this? And I said, yeah, okay, hold on, let me do that. So we worked together on that over the internet, as you do. Came up with something which is, I think, pretty close. So we are one chapter now away from having Julia go through and reading the whole book, me sitting and listening, and Julia going, you've got an erroneous comma in the wrong place, or there's that needs an apostrophe, or me saying, actually, look, there's two of those words very close together, it just sounds a bit clunky, can we change that? That sort of process, which is great. So I know I was hoping to have it all done this week, but we've got to go to Derby, and we're seeing somebody else. So it's a bit, we're running around a bit over next few days. So hopefully early next week we'll have it done. I will get printed the proofreader's copy, which I will then put on these covers that I've created to see what they look like. And I will just have them printed by lulu.com in soft cover to send to the proofreaders. So these are not for sale copies. These will just be just to, again, it's a test copy. I will have a look, see what it looks like, go, yeah, okay, that actually worked quite well, or there's an adjustment in here, that needs a bit darker color, brighter color, that's still not popping, whatever, you know. Then the proofreaders will do their business, they'll send it back with the corrections, we'll go through the corrections, I'll just tell them, please can you do it in red pen, make it very obvious, and then we'll run through those, get those done in the script, bang, then it's the time to lay out all of the stuff, including the new artwork for the dust cover, and commission the printer to print them. They're not, the books are not going on Amazon, they will be printed a small number to begin with, because I don't know how many people are going to buy it, and they'll be delivered to my house in boxes, and I've got to store these boxes somewhere, so, and then I will be responsible for posting them out if people are interested. So that's going to be a process of a nightmare. But we'll get that done. So that would be fascinating, just to see if there isn't really any. I mean, people say they're interested in it, but when it comes to it, they'll be reasonably priced, but they will be hardback priced, because they won't be a soft cover or paperback, as they call it, initially. So some people may hold off and say, well, I don't want to buy the hardback because it's more than I want to spend. But they may have to wait, because I'll have to get the money back on the hardback. And if we don't sell the hardbacks, then I won't be doing the paperbacks. And all that work will go down the drain. It'll be a shame, because we'll have to think again. For overseas sales, I don't know what I'm going to do, because people keep telling me that when you post books to places like New Zealand or America or what have you, they can go missing. And then the recipient will say, I didn't get it. And then you've got to send another one. And then that's depleting the pile that you have, and also any profit that there is in it. So that's going to be a pain, isn't it? And some people, you know, there's always going to be some people who will say, oh, I didn't get it, but they did. Or it'll turn up a week later or something. You know you're going to be fleeced one way or another. But I'm not putting that out there. I'm not putting that out there as a component. Anyway, so that was that. And finally, in the evening, we did the book cover. Julia came over. We had a friend drop in last night who had done a tobacco run. he'd bought some of his own. He rang me and he said, oh, I'm going up to the Reading shop. Do you want anything? I said, well, you may as well. Saves postage and packing, you know. So that was very kind of him, and he was passing by. So that's a good way of reducing the cost of the tobacco as much as one can, because you're buying it from the shop without the packing if you were buying it online. So I just had one tin, it was one pouch in the end, which I put into one of my tins, and it all fitted in nicely. It was all very good. So we had a chinwags, you know, put the world to rights, etc. And I do believe the most beautiful woman in the world is about to step into the room. Oh, yes, the most beautiful woman in the world did step into the room. Does she need sipping up?
Yes, please. To check my underwear,
I think,
nicely under it.
I see. I always like to see that zip across your mouth. Keeps you quiet, doesn't it? There we go. You've got your bra all on display.
Yeah, I know, that's why I just said it. I just need to check whether my bra stays behind it, but it doesn't, does it?
No.
Dress top is too low.
Yeah. Does that matter?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's sad though, because actually this dress looks really nice with
it. It does, yeah.
A little top underneath it.
Can you wear a different type of bra?
I could wear the boob tube thing.
Yeah.
You know, the one I wore under the...
Does that get sweaty and stuff though?
No more than any other bra.
Oh, right. And then that's
more
flesh-coloured, isn't it?
Yeah. Because I don't mind that being on show, yeah.
Yeah. But that black bra with red lacy flowers and the words, give me one today, is a bit provocative, really.
Yeah.
Oh, it's
all made up by your own little mind.
Achoo!
What's going on with this earring? Have I put it through two holes or what? Have I, like, sewn my ear up or what?
You put it through your nose. Oh, it's gone over the... There we are. It went over the stud as well.
Oh,
it was
that's
hooked.
Right. That's why it felt like it was through two ear holes.
Sorry about the sneeze, ladies and gentlemen.
Sorry about the interruption.
No.
Ladles and jelly spoons.
That's a lovely dress.
It is. And the best thing about it...
Yeah, it's got pockets. Oh, no underwear.
Oh, yeah. What's that?
Oh, that was the...
tobacco?
Yeah, from yesterday. I put that in a tin. Yeah. Oh, do you need unzipping?
Thank you.
Thank you, my darling. Yeah, no, that's a nice dress. Very lovely dress. I often wear it myself, to be honest with you, when nobody's looking. I don't really, actually, just so you know. So a chap came round last night, and we had a lovely chat about this, that and the other. And then when he went, we finished off the what was that? The well, it wasn't the penultimate chapter, because we've got the last chapter now and then the epilogue. And there's just a couple of other things, like the preface to be gone over, and the inside of the dust sheet blurb, which I have written, haven't I? I need to look that up. I'm sure I've written that. And then a bit about me, which I put for the inside back. Yes, I think that's all done. And then there's just some text that needs to go on the back of the book. I've just put some holding text, as it were. I just nicked a bit from the preface to put on the back, in the back, so when people look up and they go, what is it about? So I just need to add, write that bit. But you know, that's all of that is not essentially got to worry about, because I'll wait for the proofreaders to come back first. Anyway, so we did that, and then finally we went to bed. So that was yesterday. It was quite a busy day, really, what with everything going on. But the photos look really nice. I mean, they're a bit comical and what have you, but there's, yeah. Anyway, you'll see that on the book once we get... when the book comes back to me, the proof copies, I'll show it on the camera and people can see, and hopefully it'll look all right. We'll see. It gives us a vague idea, really. Today, as I say, Julia's not here. She's got to go back and look after the kids. I want to carry on writing my pipe book. We've got a pack for a little trip we've got. And I've got to make some lists for things. Some things for next week to do. There's always something, isn't there? It isn't just, you know, you don't just stop and do nothing. Oh, my goodness, you bumped into the door.
Pocket got caught on the door handle.
Ah. Oh, yes. That's didn't get ripped or anything.
No,
thankfully. No. So, yeah, so that's the situation. No deep philosophical words today, and not terribly comic. I'm sorry about that. The two of the extremely different spheres of the English naked man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we think so.
We think so. Righto. Anyway, I hope you have a lovely day. I should go and upload this. And if you don't hear from me over the next couple of days, it's because we'll be busy. But you might do. We might get one tomorrow. You never know. Anyway, till next time. Oh, yes, I know one of the tasks I'll have to do today is to record a pipe smoking video. Get that done today, because I don't think I should get a chance. Sometimes one's got to plan ahead a bit. Anyway, until next time, bye-bye.